listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Hello, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining our reflection here today. Our passage comes from Revelation 22, verses 3 through 5. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. This passage comes at the last chapter of our Bibles, the last chapter of Revelation. And here it says before us the end, encouraging us to begin with the end in mind. This passage shows us what we are made for. It shows us that we are made to be fully united with God as Adam and Eve were in Eden, to be fully reconciled with all of creation, to worship and to see God's face. It shows us that we are made to only have the Lord as our light, the only source of guidance, that we are made to have the Lamb on the throne, that we are made to have Jesus at the center of our lives. It shows us that we are made to reign with God, that we are made to take responsibility what God has called us to, and to serve where we are called to reign as Jesus would reign, to reign as a servant. This is what we long for, brothers and sisters. This is what I long for. When I taste this in my life, my everyday, I find wholeness and peace. And when I find unrest and dysfunction in me, I am out of line with these things. I have questions for us today. But first, I encourage us to sit in the presence of God, seeking his face. The passage says that in the end, they will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. Let's start by inviting God into our hearts, by asking him to see his face, by sitting with him. Then let us consider what areas of our lives need reconciling with God or others. Let us consider what other lights do we have in our lives? What else is competing to be on the throne of our lives? Let us consider what can we take responsibility for? How can we reign more like Jesus and less like the world? Brothers and sisters, this passage today is good news. It is what we are made for. We have a God who has come and who reigns over the world, who invites us to reign with him, and who invites us to live in his marvelous light. Lord our Father, thank you for your gift, the gift of your Son Jesus to us. Thank you for reigning over us. Thank you for your light that shows us everything, that through you, by you, we can see all things. Lord, sometimes we have darkness. Sometimes there are areas of our lives that aren't reconciled, that aren't lived in your true light. Lord, heal us of these things. Forgive us of these things, Lord. Lord, sometimes we put other things at the center of our lives. We put other things on the throne instead of you, and we live by other lights. Lord, we repent of that. Help us to live in your light, yours alone. Lord, help us to reign with you. Help us to take responsibility. Help us to serve. Lord, we thank you for your great love. Thank you that you're with us. Make us more aware of your light today. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.